The Safe Havens report is more than 50 pages long. The majority of those pages is filled with suggestions for improvement. Safe Havens analyst Chris Dorn called into the work session Wednesday. He talked about three key areas for improvement. First, updating and enhancing emergency plans. The current school district crisis plan is 14 years old. Second, staff training.
And it's basically going to be specific training on things like how to screen visitors and how to handle angry people and how to handle different types of situations.
The third area, physical security and security technology, which could include items such as new security cameras. School District Maintenance Director Mike Williams said the current school camera systems are failing and unreliable. By the end of the work session, school board members decided the best way to prioritize the Safe Haven suggestions is to break them into categories. Board member Stephen Bradford asked the Student Safety Committee to present the school board with a list of low-cost, short-term improvements.
Things such as how do we encourage each school to have 100% name badge identification on at all times? How do we help each school with their student supervision and the access to empty rooms and those kinds of things.
Bradford says the safety committee also should prioritize expensive long-term safety improvements. He says the school board would need to present those items to the borough assembly to be funded.
Do we want to recommend to the borough that they provide funding for better camera systems, card entry systems, those kinds of things that will require money?
Board member Ralph Beardsworth, who is on the safety committee, says they have some tough work cut out for them because there are so many recommendations in the report.
It's a very extensive document, and there's an awful lot in there.
He says implementing the safety improvements is going to be a long process, and it's unlikely the board will ever say it's all done. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.